Welcome, this is Steve Halpern at Super Anti-Aging. Are you feeling the best that you've ever felt? Are you watching yourself regress in time to a much earlier time, an earlier age, as we say, age reversal, or actually
slowing the clock? I have, and many of my clients have. And this is really, really exciting. You know, major players in the so-called longevity field are investing, billions and billions of dollars personally. And because we realize the baby boomers are getting older and they don't want to get the same symptoms and conditions that their parents got. You know, I lost both my parents at quite an early age. You know, they were 60, 55 and 60, and they got, I guess what you call age-related diseases. My mom died of cancer, my father died of arthritis and heart disease, and I said, I'm not going that way. And it's been exciting because I think probably because of the push of COVID and the vulnerability of older individuals, a lot of attention has been given to what does that mean? What does it mean to be an older individual? Well, let's break it down. There's a difference between biological and chronological age. How old are your cells? How old are your cells in your kidney, in your lung, in your ears, in your eyes, in your skin? Yeah, I had a great experience a number of years ago. I went to a dermatologist because I had a little bump on my nose, and I wanted to make sure, you know, get screened. And the dermatologist looks at me and says, well, maybe in 10 years you can get it burnt off or whatever. It's not, you know, it's not cancer at this time. And I had a total examination, you know, look over your whole body, make sure you don't have any precancerous conditions. And with a surprised look on my dermatologist, she said, wow, your skin hasn't aged. Now, yeah, I have just normal little wrinkles on the face, you know, and must have been some before they had the sunscreen, so well, a little bit, okay. But I don't have any wrinkles in the rest of my body. And she looked at me and said, amazing. Well, I've been on a lot of supplements over the years, protecting my skin, but the key was the cells in my skin were at a much earlier age. And this is the key. The key, can you reverse the clock in your cells? How might you do that? Well, I think it's going to come down to personalization. And the key would be first, take care of the immediate situations, the immediate medical situations. You know, if you have chronic infections, you know, if you have lipid problems, if you have high blood pressure, take care of those. First, get good medical, appropriate medical intervention to deal with those. Then we get to the exciting part. Okay, while you're fixing those, let's get to the cells, let's get to the clock, let's start to turn that clock back. Now, there's a lot of age tests right now, and I'm fascinated by them. And by the way, here's something really, really exciting. Dexicon, that measuring of your blood sugar through your phone, it's just been approved by the FDA for over-the-counter. So you'll be able to purchase it, and they say at a fair price, without a prescription, and you'll be able to monitor your blood sugar. That's really a great tool. A lot of biohackers are using it because you want to know which foods are affecting your blood sugar levels.
Often it's not things you would expect. It might be combinations. It might be something really healthy that's setting off your blood sugar, or the timing of when you're eating. So this is valuable because we know that metabolic health is an important part of turning back the clock. You don't want to have high insulin levels, inappropriate high insulin levels, and you don't want to have constant glucose spikes. And so this is a key. This is a very, very important tool, and I think it'll be, you know, available to the public and maybe a lot of good education. So that's one tool. A big factor is inflammation. Make sure, and I've said this in many of my podcasts, get your inflammation markers checked. Get your CRP, your high sensitive C-reactive protein, your erythrocyte sedimentation rate. Get those checked. It'd be a lot of different reasons. But that's where there's an expertise to figure out why and how do we approach it. You can approach it pharmacologically, and you can approach it nutritionally, and you can approach it nutraceutically. I do all three. I do all three of those. And I have many of my clients who are working with my doctor using pharmacological approaches. I think that the rapamycin is certainly a valuable tool. I think Acrobose for blood sugar control, and there have been studies in Acrobose and longevity studies in animals. It's hard, again, in humans to see longevity, but we can see, certainly look at health span. And you can look at some of the bioage tests and measure those and see what comes up. Rapamycin, Acrobose. And the other one that I really, really like now, and I mentioned again in my previous podcast, is a drug that comes from a Chinese herb, that ancient Chinese herb, and it's been used for gout, uric acid levels. The drug is colchicine. Now, I send this out to some of my practitioners who are not familiar with it. They'll say, well, yes, colchicine, that's for gout. Well, it's like talking about rapamycin for immunosuppression. Yes, at high dose. The FDA has actually approved the use of colchicine for cardiovascular health. Yes, for cardiovascular health, improving blood vessels. In fact, the study, as I said again in a previous podcast, comparing statins with colchicine. Colchicine worked just as well for preventing cardiovascular issues. So, something you might want to look at. Again, it's a low dose. It's like the rapamycin, anywhere from 2 to 6 milligrams, and some biohackers are actually going up to 8 milligrams. But the colchicine is at 5 milligrams. And the only reported side effects I've heard from practitioners, maybe at a higher dose, would be diarrhea, bowel disorder, go to the bathroom a lot. Well, for some people, that's not a bad thing. Okay, so I talked about how we start to turn the clock back. And a lot of new approaches for senolytic cells, those zombie cells I've spoken about. There's good research on quercetin. I keep repeating this and over again, and more studies come out. Quercetin is a wonderful anti-aging compound. Difficult to absorb. I like different forms of quercetin. I personally take liposomal quercetin. I take something, and I'm going to spell this out, ALPHA, alpha glycosyl isoquercetin. And this is an active form of quercetin that seems to have some really good studies. And for people who want to know where and how, they can contact me at the Super Anti-Aging site, as I'm working to put some of these studies on there. So isoquercetin, fisetin, another interesting compound for senolic cells. Very, very important, getting rid of those senolic cells. We even think that possibly in long COVID, it's an accumulation of senolic cells and maybe approaching it this way with nutraceuticals to deal with senolic cells, senescence. We call it senescence, senolic cells produce inflammation, and that might be what we're seeing. Might be what we're seeing in long COVID. You know, it's suspected that, and this is getting back to blood vessels, and maybe we're not getting enough oxygen to the brain. Maybe some of those brain blood vessels, maybe there's some swelling in the blood-brain barrier, but maybe approaching it from this point of view, senolic cells increasing, how might you support blood, blood flow, things that support endothelial functioning and, help prevent excessive constriction of blood vessels. Big one that I've added. I knew about it, but I've added it again, is, if you can tolerate it, is beets. Beets can help produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide. You know, my grandmother used to take nitroglycerin for her cardio issues because, not to blow up, but because the nitric oxide has a vasodilation effect. In fact, that's why we think that Cialis and Viagra, have that benefit, because they're increasing the blood flow by producing more, by having the effect, a gene system that helps with nitric oxide. I think it's PD6 or something. Anyway, so beets, great idea. Citrulline, another one, open up those blood vessels. And as I said previously, I like the pharmaceutical approach also. I think that possibly colchicine might have a brain effect as well, as, because of its effect on the blood vessels. So this is a brief overview today. I appreciate sharing these podcasts. I appreciate questions. And if you want, go to my Super Anti-Aging on Facebook, and I'll be loading some of these podcasts on there, and hopefully more and more information. So we come to the end, and I want to thank you for listening.